Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, the 16th verse, and I will be reading from the NIV 84 translation. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, the school playground is the last place you want to be if you're the smallest, the weakest, and the least agile. Captains, don't think too much about a kid's feelings when picking teams. They want the fastest, the strongest, and the most skilled. They want players that are most likely to give them the victory. The weak and the small only get picked because you have to fill all the positions on the team. Thanks be to God that the Lord's church doesn't operate like a school playground. Jesus didn't pick us because we were wiser, stronger, richer, or smarter than others. Jesus chooses us because he loves us. This undeserved love is called grace. And Jesus chose us with a purpose. He expects us to bear fruit and has appointed us to do so, fruit that will last. But so often on Christian radio or on billboards or on TV ministries, we have words that make it sound like we are the captains of a team, and that Jesus is the one waiting on the sidelines for us to pick him. We might hear it said, if you would like to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ right now, right where you are, you need only ask him. Call 1-800-NEED-HIM. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. You need only to let him in. Inviting Jesus into your life is the most important decision that you will ever make. Does that agree with what Jesus says in our text today? Jesus says, you did not choose me. The Bible pictures Jesus like the person who would be the last one picked on a team. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Our natural inclination is to flee from Jesus and all that he desires to accomplish in us. Not only did we not choose Jesus, as sinners, we do not have the will or the ability to choose Jesus. The fall of Adam and Eve into sin has left our minds so clouded that we don't know what God's will is or desire to do what is pleasing to God. Not only are we unable to do anything that is pleasing to God, but we are enemies of God by nature. The sinful mind is hostile to God. The effects of original sin are so severe that St. Paul says you were dead in your trespasses and sin. How could someone who is spiritually dead make a decision to choose Jesus? Instead, Jesus makes it clear that he is the captain. He is the head of his church. And he says, I chose you. The Bible teaches us that before the creation of the world, God chose us in Christ to be holy and perfect in his presence. Captains on the playground may pick their friends, but only if they can hit or throw or catch. They don't pick as teammates those who aren't already their friends unless they bring speed or skills to the team. Jesus chose us who were by nature his enemies, and then he declared us to be his friends, and at the cost of his own life. Paul wrote to the Romans, "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son." As those whom God has chosen in Christ, God has called us to faith in time. In holy baptism, God announces to us that he has chosen us. "I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." By holy baptism, God brings you to faith in Jesus, your Savior, and God's gifts of forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation become yours. All this is yours by God's gracious choosing. Jesus has chosen you by his grace and begotten you again by water and the Spirit, and now he feeds you richly on his mighty word and the precious holy sacrament of his body and blood. And now he will produce in you the fruits of faith in a life of service, love, and good works. He is the vine and will produce in you the branches, the fruits of faith, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And he says these fruits will last. Along with Luther, we joyfully confess that although we are unable to make a decision for Jesus because of our sinful nature, God has chosen us and brought us to faith through the work of the Holy Spirit through word and sacrament. In the words of Luther's explanation to the Apostles' Creed, "I believe that I cannot by my own thinking or choosing believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. He who has begun this good work in you, perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen."